one rebound and drew the foul. That's going to be on to Cavers. So Caleb McNitt will go back and shoot two more. Caleb's first free throw rattles in and out, no good. Second one upcoming. Caleb flips the ball in his hands, fires, and that one's good. So 2 of 4 of those trips there for Caleb. And they got the score wrong here. I believe it should be 28-23 West Ottawa. They got it listed as 27-24. Now they correct it. Jennison with it in the front court. Here's Bethke way out on the right side. Panthers still in that 2-3 zone. Bethke at the top of the circle. Over to Van Timmeren. Van Timmeren slashing along the left side. Puts it up and in. C.J. Van Timmeren saw an opening. Very athletic move to the basket. He's got 5. 28-25. Panthers with it in the front court. Jared McNitt way out on the left side. Van Timmeren out on him. Now back outside to John L. Williams. He is out near half court. To Caleb McNitt, back to Williams, back to Bedford. They swing it around the left side to Jared McNitt. And Jared just holds the basketball, wants to direct a little traffic. Jennison switches on defense. They got the Cavers matchup against Jared McNitt. Bounce pass down low to Bedford, splashing to the basket. His shot blocked by Zarowitz, but Bedford stays with him and puts it in. Zarowitz blocked the shot, but Jared McNitt stayed with it and got the putback. That's 10 for him. Zarowitz on the baseline, down low to a cutting to Cavers, and he puts it in. Nice feed by the big guy. 30-27. 5:05 to go in the third. Here's Williams on the baseline, fishes underneath, and before he was able to dish off to Moraine, he stepped on the baseline. Pat Leatherman, Evan Schultz return to the ball game for the Jennison Wildcats. Bethke will leave along with Zarowitz. Well, it seems like Jennison has a big 6'8 or 6'9 guy in the post position that they bring in off the bench. That seems to have been a pattern for the last few years. Wildcats have it in the front court. Here's Schultz with it. West Ottawa opening up that 2-3 zone just a little bit. Leatherman has it at the free throw line in the corner to Zarowitz, a 12-footer. To Cavers for the loose change, and he puts it in. So DeCavers starting to come alive in the second half. He has 5 third-quarter points, and Jennison has cut the West Ottawa lead to 1 at 30-29. 4:25 to play in the third. Williams with it in the front court. Williams double-teamed near the free throw line outside to Jared McNitt. Jared gets rid of it to Williams. Williams working on Jake Arnston. Williams dribbling between his legs, coming to set a screen is Moraine. Williams puts up a floater from just inside the free throw line, and he hit it. So Williams gets his first basket of the ball game. 32-29 Panthers. Schultz, entry pass now to DeCavers. DeCavers splits the D, and he levels it in. He went right around Darius Moraine and put it in. Now, I don't know if David Cool said something to Luke DeCavers at halftime, but whatever he said, DeCavers has come out with a vengeance here in the third quarter. 32-31 Panthers. Williams being guarded closely by Schultz near half court. Nice screen set by Moraine. Williams down the lane, flips up a shot. Wildly no good. Caleb McNitt misses the putback. Here comes Van Timmeren the other way. Van Timmeren down the lane, and he lays it in, and Jennison retakes the lead. And we're going to get a Steve Windemuller timeout with 3:18 to go in the third. It is Jennison 33 and West Ottawa 32. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. That warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place Restaurant. Let's take a quick 30, Lindsay. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Now the Jennison Wildcats have bounced back here in the third quarter after West Ottawa did take a 5-point lead. They now lead it here 33-32 as Luke DeCavers, the All-State candidate, has come alive for the Wildcats in the third quarter with 7 points. Jared McNitt has the basketball on the front court for the Panthers, being hounded by Pat Leatherman. It's been physical the entire ballgame, and here's a turnover. Here's a long outlet pass to DeCavers. DeCavers ahead of the pack, and he's got an easy layup. Now the turnover starting to mount, and there's a near turnover on the inbound. DeCavers thought he had a steal off the inbound, but they're going to redo it. Well, right now, Schultz is trying to deny Williams the inbounds. And the official comes over to Jonnell and says, hey, don't push him away. Williams gets the inbound. He's double-teamed in the backcourt, and now he breaks out of there. 35-32, Jennison in the lead. Williams at the free throw line, leaves it for Caleb McNett. Now, Panthers need to settle things down a little bit. They look a little off balance right now. Williams on the dribble, being guarded by Leatherman, and we're going to get a bump call on Leatherman. And to the mocking cheers of some of the West Ottawa faithful. 2:45 to go in the third. Panthers down by three, and with the basketball, Jared McNett will inbound in front of Coach Windemuller. Inbounds comes to Brayden Carl, who's just checked in the ball game for the Panthers. Jared McNett way out on the outside, drives toward the baseline. He's cut off. McNett double team, gets rid of it to Houston Bedford. Foul line jumper, he nails it. Now Bedford had an opening there, and Houston dropped it in from about 15 feet away. 35-34, Jennison. Here's the Cavers. He has it taken away by Jared McNett. Back come the Panthers. They can regain the lead. Here's a drive by Jonnell Williams from 10 feet away, and he nails it. At the Panthers with a couple of quick baskets, they're back in the lead. Tony Sock waits at the scorer's table to check in for the Panthers, and three subs will wait for Coach David Cool. 36-35 Panthers, 2 minutes to play in the third. Leatherman over to Evan Schultz, now in the corner to Arnston. Here's a pass intended for DeCavers, tipped away out of bounds. It went off Caleb McNett last. Sock and Brian Knowles return for the Panthers. Zarowitz comes back in along with Josh Perkey, making his first appearance of the ball game. A junior forward for Jennison. 1:54 to go in the third quarter. 36-35 West Ottawa. Inbound pass comes to Zarowitz on the baseline. Here's a three on the way by Evan Schultz, and he drains it. That's Schultz's second triple of the game. Jennison 38, West Ottawa 36. Carl passes to a cutting Sock. Sock with a half hook, no good. Zarowitz with the rebound for Jennison. Long outlet pass, bodies go flying everywhere. The ball is loose, and we got four or five bodies, and it's first and ten. And look out. Look out. They have to get the... Caleb McNett was on the floor against Zarowitz, and neither one wanted to give the basketball up, and... They cleared both of them and had both guys go completely the opposite way from each other. That could have gotten nasty. No foul call. Possession arrow favors Jennison. Schultz in the front court gives it up to Arnston. To Leatherman. Back to Arnston. He'll launch a three from the top. No good. Rebound Leatherman. Leatherman in the paint. Little hook shot. No good. And the ball loose as... Schultz with another rebound, puts it up, no good, and Zarowitz was on the back of Houston Bedford. Bedford in the corner, gets rid of it finally to Sock. 1 minute to go. Here's Knowles with it in the front court to Carl. Carl spins in the lane underneath Caleb McNett. McNett got flattened by the big guy. Did the basket go in? No basket. Fouls on Sam Zarowitz. Zarowitz is running around like a bull in a China shop right now. Caleb McNett will shoot two for the Panthers. An opportunity to tie it, and his first free throw hits the front of the iron. Jared McNett gets off the bench, and he'll come in. He'll replace his brother, provided Caleb can make the second. Now, Caleb is 2 of 5 from the line here in this third quarter. 56.1 seconds to play in the third. And Caleb makes the second. That's his seventh point of the ball game, and Jared will check in for him. Evan Schultz gets the inbounds. 38-37 Wildcats. 50 seconds to play in the third. Schultz just passed half court, gives it up to Leatherman, way outside on the left.
Arnston, they swing it around the perimeter to Leatherman. Leatherman to Schultz, back to Leatherman, left side. Entry pass is intended for Zarowitz, taken away by Sock, and Sock is fouled by Leatherman. They wanted to get it to the big guy Zarowitz inside, but the Panthers active on defense, and Tony Sock got a hand on it and got the steal. Foul on Leatherman is second. That's five team fouls on Jennison, just one on West Ottawa here in the second half. Panthers down one and with a chance to take the lead here. Towns pass comes into Braden Carl. Carl looks for someone to pass to. Finally hands it off to Jared McNitt. And Evan Schultz wasn't really letting Jared get the handoff. Sock has it now, and he's got a jersey full of Jake Arnston. Pass goes through the hands of Houston Bedford out of bounds, and it's a turnover West Ottawa. 19.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Schultz will bring it up. Jennison will play for one. Schultz to Arnston. Back to Schultz. Down to 10. They swing it around. Connolly has it now to Arnston. Schultz for a three right side. Misses badly. Rebound West Ottawa. Taken away by Arnston, but the buzzer sounds. That's the end of the third quarter here at Zeeland East. It is the Jennison Wildcats 38, the West Ottawa Panthers 37. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action just about to get underway here at Zeeland East. It is 38-37 Jennison, a very entertaining contest. Neither team is led by more than six. Panthers have a chance to take the lead here. They've got the basketball. Tony Sock walks it into the front court for the Panthers. Right now it is Sock, Bedford, Carl, Jared McNitt, and Brian Knowles for the Panthers. Carl has it right of the lane over to Jared McNitt. He's open for three, misses badly. Rebound Schultz for Jennison. Schultz into the front court to Josh Perkey. Outside to Schultz for three. It's short. Rebound batted around. It's loose, and Jared McNitt can't save it. Oh, wait a minute. They said it went off of Jennison Wildcat last, so it's going to be Panther basketball. I thought it was off Jared. So the Panthers get the basketball. Sock across the timeline. Bounce pass to Jared McNitt. Caleb's on the bench right now. Jared on the dribble. He's got Schultz all over him. Jennison really plays a ball hawking defense. Jared McNitt, top of the circle. To Houston Bedford, left side. Bedford gets a screen from Braden Carl, and Bedford traveled with it. And one of the reasons he traveled, he had 6'8" Sam blocking his pathway as he was trying to make a move. Caleb McNitt returns for the Panthers, as does Janelle Williams. And for the Wildcats, Connolly is back in, and Luke DeCavers is back in the ballgame. Connolly has the right side. Entry pass intended for DeCavers, tipped away by Williams and stolen by Bedford. McNitt in the front court, that's Jared. Jared on the dribble between the circles. McNitt pushed off a little bit on Schultz to try to clear some space for himself. Here's Williams with it now. Williams dribbling through a double team, back outside. Bedford to Caleb McNitt. Caleb wants somebody to come over to him. Now to Carl. Bad pass. Ball knocked away, and Zarowitz has a steal. And Steve Windower puts his hands behind his head. DeCavers, cross-court feet, open in the corner is Connolly. Outside, a three on the way by Arnston. No good, but Arnston chases down the loose basketball. To Connolly, back to Arnston. DeCavers attracts the crowd. Top of the circle is Schultz. West Ottawa still in that 2-3 zone they've been in most of the night. Here's a pass over into the top intended for Zarowitz. And Green Curl got a hand on it and tipped it away out of bounds. It'll stay Wildcat basketball. C.J. Van Timmeren back in for the Wildcats. West Ottawa will take time. It's a 60-second timeout. 6:07 remaining. It's Jennison 38, West Ottawa 37. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. 6:07 to go here in regulation, 38-37 Jennison. And
the Wildcats will have the basketball. Caleb McNitt took a shot around the jaw area there, and he was being looked at as they were coming off the court. In fact, Caleb is out of the ball game right now. I'll take that back. He is back in the contest. Here's a three on the way by Arnston. No good. Braden Carl with the board for the Panthers. Here comes Chanel Williams with it. Williams penetrates down the lane. Little 8-foot floater in and out. No good. He took it right at the big fella. Missed it, but Zarowitz has the rebound. Here come the Wildcats. Van Timmeringer in the front court. CJ drives to the baseline. Spins on Bedford. And Bedford ties him off. Houston Bedford stood his ground and forced a tie-up. Possession arrow Jennison.
Make a stop, John.
Inbounds comes to Zarowitz. Back outside to DeCavers. Luke DeCavers, who had 10 points in the third quarter. Connolly with it now. To C.J. Van Timmer, top of the circle. To Zarowitz. They try to do a little high-low feed to DeCavers. The ball tipped away, but retrieved by Connolly. Ball tipped away out of bounds, and it's going to stay Jennison basketball. Kind of a lazy pass by Marcus Connolly. So the Wildcats will maintain possession. Inbounds to Jake Arnston, who's had a couple of threes tonight, and 10 points overall, Connolly between the circles, back to Van Timmeren. Van Timmeren to Arnston, back to Van Timmeren. Again, they're collapsing on DeCavers. They don't want Luke Campbell with the basketball down in the paint area. Connolly down low to Arnston, or rather to DeCavers, underneath to Zarowitz. Zarowitz is hooked as he goes up. He traveled with it. And Zarowitz thought he was fouled, and he may have a good argument. That was Houston Bedford defending the big guy down low, and he caused the travel. We have yet to have a point scored here in the fourth quarter. We've played 3 minutes. It's still a one-point Jennison lead. Williams into the front court, picked up by Arnston. Williams is bumped by Zarowitz as he came to double, and I believe that's team foul number 7. Check that, that's 6 fouls on Jennison. That's Zarowitz's 3rd. So the next foul against Jennison will put West Ottawa in the 1-1. And the Panthers have struggled at the line tonight. Inbounds pass comes to Jonnell Williams. Williams into the front court, picked up by Arnston. Williams on the dribble, over to Jared McNitt, top of the circle, and he'll back it out as Van Timmeren comes out on him. Jared McNitt wants some help. Williams comes out to assist. Williams double team and is tripped up. Williams tries to save the basketball, and it goes off of Jared McNitt out of bounds. The Jennison jumped out with a trap, and it caused the turnover. So, again, we've not had a point here in the fourth quarter, and we're now approaching the four-minute mark. Arnston to Van Timmeren in the corner to Pat Leatherman. He's open for three, and he nailed it. Pat Leatherman is second triple of the ball game, and for the Wildcats, that's their 6th. 41-37 Jennison. Van Timmeren tips the ball away from Johnson, but Bedford retrieves it. Williams with it now. Williams tries to put a crossover move. Down the lane, a little floater, no good, and Leatherman with a big rebound. Here come the Wildcats. Arnston down the lane to Cavers, dishes off to Zarowitz. That's got to be a travel, and it is. Zarowitz got the basketball and took three big steps toward the basket before putting it in, and the official caught it as a travel. Here's Williams in the front court with it. 3:38 left. 41-37 Jennison. Williams with it. Gets a screen from Bedford. Williams drives left side. Dishes off to Caleb McNitt. Now to Braden Carl. Caleb McNitt right corner. Outside to Carl. Now to Jared McNitt between the rings. Van Timmeren closes on him. Jared on the dribble. Bounce pass to Carl. Carl in the lane. Outside to Williams. Williams at the free throw line. Good defense by Jennison. Jared McNitt will try and drive on Van Timmeren. Ball tipped away, but Carl retrieves it. Caleb McNitt, right side. He's got a three ball. No good. Bodies go flying, and Van Timmeren and Jared McNitt and Carl were all going forward, and it's a hell of a ball. Possession arrow Panthers. West Ottawa inbound, baseline right. Caleb Mignette over to Bedford. Houston, boy, that was a near travel there. Jared Mignette has it now, dribbling out toward the top of the circle. Under 3 minutes to play. Panthers have not scored here in the fourth quarter. Bedford to Williams. Johnell will dribble back out, way out on the left side. Down to Jared Mignette between the circles. Entry pass down low to Carl. Back outside Williams. He's open for three. No good. And Van Timmeren tips the rebound out to Leatherman. Bedford at inside position on Van Timmeren, but Van Timmeren, using his superior height, was able to tip the ball away and tip it to a teammate. The foul is called on Williams, his second, and only the second team foul on West Ottawa. And with 2:35 to go, Jennison can let some air out of the basketball and force the Panthers to foul. Van Timmeren with it, tries to penetrate down the lane to the hole, puts it up, rolls off the rim, no good, and we got contact, and this might be on Zarowitz. It is. That's team foul number 7 on the Wildcat. It will take the long walk to the other end toward the chicken coop. Houston Bedford will shoot a 1-1 with 2:25 to play. We've played 5.5 minutes of this fourth quarter. We've had one basket, and that was a three by Pat Leatherman. Free throw good for Houston Bedford. That's Houston's fifth point of the ball game. He came in averaging 8 a contest. One more free throw for Bedford. And he made that one. And Steve Windemuller wants time. It's going to be a 30. 2:25 left to go. 41-39 Jennison. Let's take a 30. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features, information, MHSA, finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information each and every day right on the homepage of the MHSA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association regarding the value and values of educational athletics and the hound stations of Midwest Communications. Jennison with the basketball, 2:25 to play. They've got a two-point lead, 41-39. Team foul situation, 7 fouls on Jennison, just 2 on West Ottawa. So the Panthers with some fouls to give. Possession arrow favors Jennison right now. DeCavers has in the front court. Over to Arnston. West Ottawa can afford to get aggressive here and commit some fouls. Here's Van Timmeren driving left side on against the McNitt brothers. Underneath to DeCavers. DeCavers to the hole, puts it up, no good, but he was fouled by Braden Carl down the lane. So DeCavers will go back to the free throw line. DeCavers had just 2 free throws in the first half, but he has 9 second half points. That's 11 for the ball game. First free throw is good. DeCavers, 6'5", 200 pounds. Again, Nick McCabe of the Detroit Free Press ranks DeCavers as the 43rd best high school player in his top 100 in the state of Michigan. Luke makes them both. That makes it 43-39 Wildcats. Zarowitz checks out. Perky comes in. Zarowitz has 4 personal fouls. Jonnell Williams brings it up for the Panthers. Under 2 minutes to play, they're down 4. Williams on the dribble, leaves it outside for Jared Mignette, and he'll hand it off on the weave to Bedford. Bedford hands it back to Williams. Williams nearly loses the basketball, gets it back, and Williams has a face full of Arnston. Williams on the dribble, tries to drive right side to the basket, to the hole, puts it up and in! Williams took it against 3 Jennison defenders and put it in. Panthers press in the backcourt, 43-41 Jennison, under a minute and a half left. Leatherman has it in the backcourt. Bounce pass through the trap. Here's Van Timmeren down the lane. Bodies go flying. And Caleb Mignette tried to take a charge. And there was contact. No whistle. And Van Timmeren makes the basket. And we're going to get a 60-second timeout. 1:18 left. It's Jennison 45, West Ottawa 41. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. One.
1 minute, 18 seconds to play here at Zeeland East. 45-41, Panthers with the ball, but they're down by four. Williams comes front court for West Ottawa. Over to Bedford. They swing it around to Caleb McNitt. A swarming Jenison defense, and DeCavers is all over Houston Bedford as he's got the basketball near half court. Now Williams with it. Williams on the dribble. We tick down toward a minute to play. Williams to Bedford. In the corner to Jared McNitt. McNitt took Braden Kerr on the baseline, tries to find the cutter. The ball is loose, and DeCavers has a steal. Luke DeCavers with it. Panthers give chase. That Panthers are going to have to foul here, and they do. Caleb McNitt commits the foul. That's only the 14th foul on the Panthers. So the Panthers still with a couple more fouls before Jenison goes to the line. Foul on Caleb is first. 45.4 seconds left. DeCavers to inbound it. Luke gets it inbounds to Ernston. Ernston double teamed in the backcourt. Gets rid of it to Leatherman. Leatherman to DeCavers. Luke drives to the basket. Contact and... That's an offensive foul on DeCavers. I think that was Bedford that took the charge. So the Panthers get it back. 35 seconds left. Down four. Here's Williams with it front court. Leaves it for Jeremy Nett. He will launch a three, and he's fouled. And Leatherman is holding his arm up in the air saying, hey, I just had my hand straight up. But he got fouled on a three-point shot, so Jared McNitt has got an opportunity with 30 seconds left to cut the lead to one with three free throws. These are big. Jared's first free throw, missed it. Now, the Panthers have not helped themselves at the line tonight. Jared McNitt has two more coming. Second one. In and out, no good. Oh, that. And Jared just looks frustrated. He knows how big these free throws are, and he's 0 for 2 so far. One more. Jared crouches, fires, and 0 for 3. Wow. And Zarowitz has the rebound, and Carl commits the foul. And again, that's only team foul number 5. Fouling Carl, his third. 29 seconds left. Jenison's got the ball, and they're up four. And West Ottawa just missed a golden opportunity to get back in this ball game. And now David Kuhl will take a 30. Jenison 45, West Ottawa 41. Let's take a 30. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. 29.2 seconds to go. Jenison has the basketball. West Ottawa will put on a full court press to try to create a turnover or make a quick foul. Inbounds comes to DeCavers, and he's fouled immediately by Caleb McNitt with 28.4 seconds left. That's the 16th foul on the Panthers, so West Ottawa's had to commit a bunch of fouls here in the last couple of minutes, and now Tony Sock will come in. He'll come in for Caro, it looks like. They want some quickness in the ball game. Leatherman slaps the basketball. Looks for someone to get the inbounds to. Does so to Van Timmeren, and Van Timmeren is fouled by Jared McNitt, and now we'll take the walk to the padded end here at Zeeland East High School. 17 fouls now in West Ottawa. 27.8 seconds left, and C.J. Van Timmeren to shoot a 1-1. He has 9 points in the ball game. DeCavers has 13, Arnston 10, Van Timmeren 9 for the Wildcats. Van Timmeren flips the ball in his hands. The 6'4 senior fires, and he's all net with the free throw. Now, Jenison has shot well at the line of the free throws tonight, and West Ottawa, well, not so much. Van Timmeren second. As soon as I say that, missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay Jenison basketball. It went off Caleb McNitt last as he and DeCavers were both going for the basketball. So the Wildcats get it back, up by five with 26 seconds left. Long inbounds, and Van Timmeren corrals the inbound pass, and he's fouled. They got their choice of either Sock or Williams. It's going to be on Tony Sock.
to him, bail him out when he brings the ball down to his waist.
24 and a half seconds left. And then Timmerman back at the line again, shooting a one-on-one. And Timmerman's free throw, good. 6-point lead for Genesee, which has, again, been the largest either team has had in this ball game. And if he makes this one, it's going to be really tough for West Ottawa, making a three-possession ball game, and he's nothing but net. 48-41 Genesee. Here come the Panthers. Williams in the front court, 20 seconds left. Here's Caleb and get for three. It's short. Van Timmerman with the rebound. The ball's loose. It comes back out to Sutton. Caleb McNitt will try another three. It's off the back of the iron, and this time the rebound corralled by Arnston, and we got a foul in the backcourt. So the Wildcats look like they're going to go to 4-1 on the season and move into the championship game of the Zealandese tournament. And West Ottawa played hard tonight, and for the most part, went toe-to-toe with a very physical Jenison team, but free throw on the way, good by Arnston, and I think the free throw shooting is going to go down as one of the main reasons the Panthers are going to end up with an L tonight. Arnston hits them both, 50-41 Jenison. That's the largest lead of the ball game, down to 6 seconds, and Arnston just took the ball away from Williams, down to 2 seconds, 1 second, time will run out. And the Genesee Wildcats win the opener tonight in the Zealandese Holiday Tournament. It is the Wildcats taking it over the Panthers by a final of 50-41. When we come back, we'll have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. It's going to be an abbreviated one because, we got another game coming up real shortly. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at Zeeland East High School, this is Greg Chandler, and one game in the books here in the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament, and we got one more coming up with tip-off coming up at 8 o'clock. But the Genesee Wildcats win the opener over West Ottawa by a score of 50-41 in a very hard-fought, very physical contest. And it was a fairly close game all the way. And ironically enough, the 9-point margin of victory for Genesee was the largest lead either team had in the ballgame. West Ottawa had a 6-point lead at one point in the ballgame. And really up until the last couple minutes of the ballgame, Genesee didn't lead by more than 6 either. But the Wildcats hit their free throws down the stretch. West Ottawa had an opportunity with a score at 45-41 in the final minute where they had a 3-shot opportunity, an opportunity to cut the lead down to 1 and came up empty on all 3 free throws. And Panthers were forced in a situation where they had to foul. And they fouled, and Genesee made the Panthers pay by sticking their free throws and coming away with the win. It was 13-13 after one quarter, 26-22 West Ottawa at the half. After three quarters, it was 38-37 Genesee, and again the final, 50-41, the Genesee Wildcats victorious. Genesee improves to 4-1 on the season, while West Ottawa sees its record fall to 1-2. We're going to send it back to the studio for one final break for this broadcast. And we'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. And we will also do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game Award, where you'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Back here at Zeeland East, Greg Chandler with you as we continue on with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. Taking a look at the scoring in tonight's opening ball game. First for the West Ottawa Panthers, who saw their record fall to 1-2. They were led by Jared McNitt, their senior guard, who had 10 points. He had 5 field goals, but he missed some big free throws down the stretch when the Panthers really needed them. Houston Bedford had 9 points in the contest. Caleb McNitt had 7 points on 2 baskets and 3 free throws. Jonnell Williams had 3 baskets for 6 points. Brian Knowles had 5 points, and those came during a run in the first half when the Panthers went on a 7-point run to get to the lead. Darius Moraine had 4 points, 3 points for Brayden Carl. Tony Sock did not score in the ball game, and that was it for the Panthers as they ended up with a total of 41 points. For the Jenison Wildcats, now 4-1 on the season. Balanced scoring tonight, as it turned out, for Coach David Kuhl. And David Kuhl's doing a nice job in his first year as a varsity basketball coach. Again, he's the former Mr. Basketball standout who played at Western and was an assistant at WMU for a couple of years after graduating. And this is his first go-around as a high school coach, and he's off to a very, very good start with this Jenison Ball Club. They play a very physical but very fun brand of basketball, and they've got some very nice players. Luke DeCavers led the way tonight with 13 points. He had 11 of them in the second half as he led the way for the Wildcats. Jake Arnston had 12 points, including a couple of three-point baskets. C.J. Van Timmeren had 11 points. He had some big free throws down the stretch. Evan Schultz had a couple of three-point baskets for 6 points. Pat Leatherman had a couple of three-pointers, good for 6 points. Sam Zarowitz had a free throw for a single point. And Jenison on the ball game had 6 of the three-point baskets in going on to the victory over the West Ottawa Panthers. So Jenison will play in the 8 o'clock championship game tomorrow night here against the winner of the game to follow here between Zeeland East and Plainwell, while West Ottawa will be in the 6 o'clock contest. And with West Ottawa being in that ball game, we will have that game on the air for you on WHTC and WHTC.com beginning at about 5:40. And we're going to take a brief break, but we'll come back shortly with the second half of our doubleheader tonight as the Zeeland East Chicks take on the Trojans of Plainwell High School. But first, we'd like to thank a bunch of people who made our high school basketball broadcast possible. I'd like to thank Tim Ritzma, Pat DeWitt, and everybody here at Zeeland East High School for their technical support. Also, many thanks to the versatile Diane Costin and also Lindsay Michaels back at the studios for making sure we got on the air and stayed on the air tonight. And as always, we thank the many businesses around the Holland Zeeland area that support our high school basketball broadcast. If you listen to our broadcast and you hear an ad from one of our businesses, make sure you pay a visit and thank them for their support of area high school athletics. Again, our next game coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. We'll be back on the air in just a few minutes here and with the pregame show, the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. But we should also mention we should do the Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. We're going to give the award. We're going to give it to Luke DeCavers, the outstanding All-State player for Jenison, who really came alive in the second half tonight as he scored 11 of his 13 points. Right now, be the first person to text PLAYER to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Great food and good times out on South Washington Avenue on Holland South Side. Again, we'll be back with more high school hoops in just a few minutes. This is Greg Chandler saying so long for the moment from Zeeland East. Our final score in game one of tonight's doubleheader in the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. The West Ottawa Panthers falling to the Jenison Wildcats 50-41. Welcome back to Zeeland East High School and part two of our high school hoops doubleheader tonight here at Zeeland East, the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. And it'll be the host Chicks taking on the Trojans of Plainwell High School. I'm Greg Chandler. And back for another round of high school hoops after Janison beat West Ottawa 50-41 in the first game of the holiday tournament. And the Chicks looking for their first win of the 2013-2014 season. They are off to an 0-3 start. Kind of a rebuilding year, at least early on, for Coach Mickey Cochran. And the Chicks, after two seasons where they posted a combined 38-6 record over the last 2 years, but a much different looking Zealand East team. Although they've shown some promise, they've got some guys that are athletic and some guys that have shown that they've got a lot of potential. So it's just going to take some time for this team to grow and develop. And now this is going to be a good test for them tonight as they take on a team in the Plainwell Trojans. They're from out of the Wolverine Conference. They play against the likes of Allegan and South Haven and Vicksburg and Dowagiac, some of the other schools from around the southwest corner of the state of Michigan. Plainwell comes in with a record of 1-2 and Plainwell has been in this tournament before. In fact, last year these two teams played against each other, and in that game, it was all Zealand East as the Chicks prevailed by a score of 59-30. But this may be a much tougher route for the Chicks this time around. Zealand East offensively has been led by Kylan Barton, who is a 6'1 junior. We remember him from football season. He was one of the wide receivers for the Zealand East football team, and very quick. He's shown the ability to shoot the three-point shot, and also very quick on the dribble. So he's been the guy that's been one of the go-to guys so far. Another guy to keep an eye on is Ike Tilden, who was a starter last year as a sophomore, and he's been providing about eight, nine points a game along the front line for Coach Mickey Cochran. And Tilden is also capable of hitting that three-point shot. For the Plainwell Trojans, Plainwell came in. They opened with a 71-51 victory against the Allegan Tigers. They then lost to Coloma 52-49 in overtime. And then in their most recent game on December 20th, lost to Vicksburg by a score of 63-60. And in both of those losses, Plainwell had the lead in the ball game. In fact, in the Plainwell ball game, rather the Vicksburg ball game, Plainwell jumped out to a 13-5 early on. Came back, Vicksburg came back, opened up with a 36-28 lead, but then the teams went back and forth in the fourth quarter, but in the end, Vicksburg came ahead with the victory. E.J. Finch, who's a junior post player, had 20 points and 13 rebounds in the contest. Another key guy that we're going to keep an eye on is Carter Yaw, who's another frontline guy, and Yaw had a spectacular opener against the Allegan Tigers as he scored 37 points. He had 14 points in the loss against Coloma back on December 17th. And we mentioned the Plainwell had the lead early against Vicksburg. They had a 12-4 lead early against Coloma as well. So it's a situation with this Trojan team. Apparently, they seem to start out well, but they don't always maintain that momentum over the course of a full 32-minute ball game. And I'm sure their veteran coach Dan Klein would like to improve on that as the season wears along. But we're definitely going to see Finch and along the front line tonight for the Plainwell Trojans. And we'll come back. We'll have more of the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show as we talk more about this tournament and this contest. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.